animals, pets, and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment and shenanigans alike. Welcome to a bonus episode of Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
And I'm John the Lobster. On August 1st, 2010, a legend was born. You know the rest. It's Legends Podcast. The man who started it all, John D., a.k.a. Nightwing, is here to talk about giving birth to Legends, his love of movies, and how in the hell it lasted for 10 years. Wing, how you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling better. The answer to how in the hell it lasted 10 years is, like, on the other end of this call, it's Beef. Without Beef, it died after year 6, I would say. When I hit my head, it died.
Yeah, but, well, like we said last night, without Lobster a few years ago, it would have died too. So it's all about passing the puck. And we're glad to have you, though, for a bonus episode to do this, because we did miss you a lot last night. It was Sean, Op, Lobster, and I missed
the old crew. That's too bad. But hey,
that'll be fun for you to listen to, though. You'll definitely have a good time listening back to it.
Exactly. That's going to be fun for my commute, since now we're all going back to work, so we need podcast again.
Right.
So, I have a couple questions for you, Wing.
Shoot.
Are you ready?
I am as ready as I'm ever going to be.
The first question, and I want to know, what inspired you to start making Legends Podcast in the first place? 10 years ago, what got the ball rolling?
Oh my God, we were in another sci-fi community, and I've just found the idea of being able to do that yourself easily fun. And I have a background in radio in college, I have a background in community radio and all of that. So the idea of figuring it out and trying to put it out there, and already having like a couple of friends that were like, yeah, I'll listen to that, I'll give it a shot. So as a good friend of us told me at some point, it's not how large the room is, it's how many people there is in the room. So I was like, okay, if there's 20 people in the room listening, I'm fine with that. And I just went for it. I had nothing else to do. It was beautiful. Those were the times.
I had a question last night that I actually just remembered earlier today while editing. Okay, in the beginning when we were cranking out casts all the time and doing like comic book legends and the unnumbered newscasts, and how many
legendary
casts were
horror
you,
theater, right?
Legendary wasn't that horror one? Theater. I mean, how many casts were you recording a week and editing? Like, what
one
was your
day.
Max?
It was one a day at some point, because we had... we had Legend, we had Video Game Legend, we had Horror.
Comic Book Legend.
We had Comic Book Legend that we were recording at some point with Operator, like, back to back, until we're like, okay, let's do this once a month, we're dying here. And there was Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. we did for a while. Yeah. There was the Arrowcast. What was the origin? The Starling Tribune?
Starling Tribune, yeah.
Yeah, that went through its natural courses until the end of the show, I think.
Yeah, even. It lasted through all of Arrow.
Basically, that's my story. I start something, I give it to someone that makes it way better, and then I move on to the next thing.
We did start Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a tiny second.
Yeah, I was in the... basically, when the Gunny Geek podcast...
right.
Repertory started, there was like two other podcasts and a bunch of what I was doing to fill the page.
Well,
now
Art House Legends, I mean, that's where I kind of came in, and that was I think Eric modeled his podcast on Legends. He wanted to do what you were doing with Highbrow Cinema.
Yeah, and I kind of kicked his ass because he sent me like the idea, and I was like, okay, then, well, if I'm to produce, record a pilot. And I made him actually make a pilot. Mm-hmm. And then I sent him back with a bunch of notes, which he adjusted a bunch of things, and then got to the cast that you were on for years. Mm-hmm. And he's still... is it still rolling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got...
still rolling.
It's him and Chris and Kent sometimes. I've been a guest. And
I've been a guest recently.
Beef was on. So, yeah, he's still rolling.
Got to do a movie he likes, though. Like, I did Live, Die, Repeat with him, or Edge of Tomorrow, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, don't bring him on to talk about Galaxy Quest. That's a lesson we have learned.
So I was on the first, 75 or so of the Gunna Geek podcast also.
Right.
I'm at least on 3 and we of don't, the porncast, at
we
least.
We don't rep enough the fact that we are part of a podcast network. Like, at least I don't. I feel like we're kind of in our own bubble.
We're the black sheep of it.
But we're...
we've been grandfathered in Gunna Geek.
Right, because it... I mean, Legends was in existence for at least 100 casts before Gunna Geek started, right?
Yeah.
If not more.
Because if not more, because you were cranking them out so much.
Yeah, and the first 40-some odd were done with a bunch of local people from Montreal, so I was just like basically putting my friend on the couch and be like, oh yeah, we're doing this tonight. Oh,
right, right.
That's funny that you said 40-some odd. You shot perfectly.
42.
42 is when I came along, and then we still had all the unnumbered and newscasts and shit, but we were joking last night how, you know, the first cast was, well, I think that's one of your questions, but one of the first cast was you and I believe it was Frank just talking movies.
Yep.
And it was like the accents were so thick. You're like, oh, I know what movie they're talking about, but Jesus.
Wing, do you remember what Legends number one, what movie you talked about?
Commando.
You're so close. No. That's number two.
Oh, shit.
It's in the Arnold arc. Well, and that might have been the first one you recorded. I don't know. It's Predator.
It's, oh, God. No, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we did three in one evening, and one of them is Lost, I think. So,
Someone did guess Commando last night too.
Uh huh. That must have been like the first one that people listened to. They must have skipped Predator and gone to that one.
I remember first one is just it was a bitch to edit, and it's when you listen to it, it's just a couple bunch of audio clip. It's not pretty great. Don't listen to that.
When you were starting out, were you envisioning 10 years, we're going to hit 500 episodes this year? Like, did you have that in mind, or are you as surprised as we are?
No, I'm as surprised as you guys are. I was envisioning 5 years. I was like, if I do this for 5 years, it's going to be great. And then we did it, and we kept doing it. And when they say, like, you pod fade, that's kind of true at some point.
It's a real thing,
But what keeps you going, I think, for me, is that, well, you guys are my friends and you're so far away. This is a mostly weekly appointment.
Right. It's us talking on the phone for an hour or two a week that we, you know, I treat it like happy hour. I literally will pour myself a drink and sit down, be like, okay, I'm just going to chill for an hour or two and bullshit about a movie I liked or didn't like and talk about the news, because I geek out about that stuff anyway.
I think the one nice thing too, Wing, is we've had a lot of cool co-hosts and good guests throughout the years that have helped carry it along for different times, because, you know, it is tough to do. So you do need people. And even when you don't want to show up and you don't want to do a cast, sometimes when we just show up, it's like the day actually gets a little better, you know, because you're just fucking off with your friends for a while.
There you go.
I do. I treat podcast night almost like a weekend night. I usually end up staying up later than I would normally do, at least staying
Mom,
up later, not in my...
Can I hang out with the boys tonight?
Right, just a little bit longer, 5 more minutes.
The streetlights are on.
I need to work to understand that and stop putting meeting at 7 a.m. in the fucking morning. Come on.
True.
But I guess one more question, since I mentioned treating it like happy hour. What's your podcast beverage of choice?
Oh, my God. It's usually a giant glass of water, because I'm in Canada, and what I do gets me very dehydrated. So, yeah, a lot of water.
What was your drink of choice back in the day when you actually drank?
Oh, bourbon and Coke. Honestly, it's simple as that. There's a reason why Beef and me are like brothers in the different, on the other side of the borders, because, yeah, I was drinking the same thing. The problem is that at some point I was doing Legends, I was drinking like a bottle a week and cranking 5 casts a week. That was not good.
No, yeah, I mean, editing and hanging out and doing lots of casts, that can get you to suck them down a while too, so. To quick stroke you off in your presence, because enough of it was done last night, a lot of the guys said some really nice things about you, and to be honest, it's nice to know that, you know, you've pretty much helped me through everything. This whole show, I wouldn't have done any of it or helped with any of it or started any of my podcasting-ish if it wasn't for you. None of the extra shows, none of Wholesome Addiction, none of that. And I thank you for all that.
Well, and thank you for keeping me going, because I would not have kept going during all these years if it wasn't from you. And you picked me up and put me in other kind of project here and there when you know I'm going to fit in the place. And that's been fun. I mean, Westworld Weekly is one of my favorite casts we've ever did.
You know, I've run my own cast before. So I ran Gotham Nightline for a little bit. I helped quite a bit with Crimson Comet. And, you know,
What happened to that cast?
It kind of fizzled out. Ask Haley.
Okay.
You know, you know, with podcasting, there's three things you have to do. You have to plan, you have to talk, and you have to edit. And I realized that I like two out of those three things, and that is the planning and the talking. I did not enjoy the editing, and I feel like I've found the perfect balance as part of this cast. And, you know, I know Beef does a lot with the editing, but you know, I really enjoy the planning part of it, so I think this is kind of the dream team.
I turned around. Now I'm the guy that shows up and talk.
Right. I mean, that's, you did everything for how many years?
I do that on Wholesome Addiction, though. I help a little bit with the planning, but not much. That's Op, and Sean does everything, like the editing and whatnot. So it's not, dude, that's totally cool. And then, of course, I started other podcasts because you made me love this fucking weird hobby that became such a part of my life. I mean, every show I see now that I really like, I'm like, well, how much time will it suck from my life if I do this for 12 weeks a year?
And I have to say, like, obviously we're dealing with this global pandemic and all of that, but isn't podcasting the perfect hobby to have if
you're
an
professionals at this
too. We're as good as literally anyone on TV. And
being thrust upon their homes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right now, we're better than all of them because they have no experience whatsoever. They're looking at their webcam and they're stuck and they don't know what to say. And there's these long pauses like, just put me, Beef, and Lobster in a room. There's not going to be any pause.
And I joke with my wife about, you know, the, like, being a podcasting widow. And I was like, well, you know, if I was a golfer, I would spend all of this money on golf clubs. If I was a hunter, I would spend all of this money, or a fisherman. Or, you know, God forbid, I was a betting man and, you know, gambled money. You know, I was like, of hobbies and vices, I put down almost no money per year in this hobby. Now, I don't make any money, I will say, but it's a fairly cheap and harmless hobby to have.
Do you make money when you, like, we are fishermen? You even have to pay for the freaking license to be able to go fish. So,
I think about people with, like, a motorcycle, and, like, that's their thing. God. Like, I'm not going to die
unless there's a lightning
doing my
storm.
Podcast. Yeah, which I'm like very aware of whenever that does happen. But yeah, we're okay. All right, Wing, you want to have some fun?
Sure, let's go.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we did a couple games last night.
Failed miserably. And I left all of it in too. I didn't even cut the one we
failed
on.
This will be good to have. But so we have, as you know, I have a fair amount of love for the pun.
No shit.
So I have put together a pun day fun day for us, and we've already got some good theme months. We've got Canuary, Aug Heist, and Chronovember. So I was wondering if you could help us connect the following months and movies for a punny theme. And again, I didn't want to catch you at a disadvantage, so I have crafted the puns to be French words. Okay,
that's gonna be even harder. Okay,
so we're gonna see how I do. So number one is the month of March, the third month of the year, and the movies are 127 Hours, A Walk in the Woods, Wild, and A Walk to Remember. What would a good punny name for that month be in French?
March for March?
Yeah. And how do you say that in French? Do you just say...
It doesn't work in French. It would be marche pour mars.
Okay, what's to walk?
Marche.
I think you did it. That's what I was thinking of, right? Because those are all walking movies, and yeah. The word in English, the word march, sounds like marche.
Yeah. That's why I would go marche for march.
Okay.
So you have like
good.
The two
very
language,
good.
Franglish and the real French of Canada.
The real French, of course.
Of Canada, where we put a bunch of an English word in there, just and no
of
H.
Canada. Canada. How'd you say that?
Canada.
Let's try one more. Canada.
We say health insurance. That's how we say it.
True. When are you leaving? That's what we say when as soon as I get there. When are you leaving? Why is it a one-way flight? When are you leaving?
I wouldn't leave, I don't think.
Well, that's why they didn't want me in, like yeah, health insurance. Yeah. Get out.
Right. So we'll do one more. The month of July with Baz Luhrmann's Romeo plus Juliet, Letters to Juliet, Juliet Naked, and of course, Romeo and Juliet.
Julie?
Okay. Yeah.
Julie for July?
Absolutely. You nailed it.
Julie.
Better than
that's
all
not
of
even
us.
My first girlfriend.
We both did that. There's last night we all answered these with the same apprehension you did, like I like the next one. Though. The next ones are fun.
All right. So the next game we're gonna play is called Hakuna Matata. So I want you to think back to the movies we've podcasted about just this year. Okay, you don't have to go back 10 years and think, but just this year. And you're familiar with the poetry, the form of poetry, the haiku. It's five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. Technically, if you want to, you know, be precise in Japanese, it's got to relate to the seasons and or water, something like that. I don't know. But these are some haikus I've composed, and I want you to see if you. I want to see if you can guess the movie I'm referring to. Okay?
Okay, let's go.
All right. Murder mystery, a donut hole with a hole, only puke can solve it.
That's Knives Out.
Very good. That was easy, right?
Yeah, it was one of my favorite movies of last year.
Absolutely. All right, next one. The spice must flow, Dad. The sleeper has awakened. Madib rides the worm.
Dune.
Hey,
which might be late, unfortunately, the next Doom.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Trailer soon, though, Op thinks.
It was supposed to be, but no, I think we're going to get the pushback instead of a trailer.
Sure.
Next.
All right. Last one. Actor falls from grace. Or does he? You be the judge. One shot the whole time.
Batman. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Birdman.
Very good. All right. So you can write your own haikus about your favorite films.
I'll let you do the writing.
I know only one because it's at the start of a James Bond movie. So,
what's the haiku?
You only live twice, once when you were born and once in the face of death. But I think there's an extra syllable somewhere in there. So
probably translated. Yeah.
Yeah.
So final thoughts on the 10 years, a decade of Legends
Podcast.
There's
nothing final here. We're going to be back next week, hopefully.
For another 10 years.
Well, okay.
Why not? Okay. It's a good dart to throw. I don't plan on going anywhere unless I get hit by a bus or something.
We're going to do... Don't say that. Now it's going to happen. God damn
it. I mean, anytime anyone asks me to do anything on Tuesday nights, and usually Wednesday nights, I'm like, I can't. Podcasting.
Right. You never know what's going to happen. Someone's going to might have something come up on Tuesday or be like, oh, yeah, or whatever.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
My head exploding on a regular basis. That's awesome.
Well, no.
And that's why you
it.
Need the best. That's why you need the best crew. And thank you guys for being
you're very welcome.
The best crew.
Well, thanks for starting it and keeping a lot of us together from the GWC days and then helping create Gunna Geek, which kept a lot more people together. And yeah, so.
Come together.
So, in addition to our 10th anniversary, you know what this month is, right?
August?
Og Heist, yeah.
What are we watching? Oh, yeah, I didn't even look at the list. What are we watching for next
week? We're watching Sidney Lumet's Dog Day Afternoon.
Holy shit, we're going classic here. Okay.
Going cool, classic, cool, cool,
yeah. Never seen it.
Oh, you're, wow, okay.
Well, we did Lumet already this year with Network, so we are going back to the well, in a sense.
I have to be honest, I just wanted to watch Network, and God, it was worth it this year.
Yeah.
Because...
too real, too real.
I have enough about it, and I can't take it anymore. Yeah, too real. Totally agree. But damn, that movie holds up. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
So,
well,
okay.
we do a lot of good movies. This is fun.
Yeah, we do a lot of good movies, and then you throw the Adam Sandler in there. So,
I love it. I love it.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Take care.
Hey, thank you for listening for freaking 10 years.
Yeah, there's a handful of you.
There's probably a handful of you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Legends Podcast. You can also send us an email to legendspodcasts@gmail.com. That is podcast plural. For all our contact information as well as other shows, look to GunnaGeek.com. You can also visit legendspodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on the show is Danger Storm by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incomputech.com. The opinions on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legendstream Canada or GunnaGeek. No infringement is intended.